On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Before we get to the rapid fire, want to mention there's a little festival happening in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, October 15th through October 17th. It's called Monsters on the Mountain. It's kind of like the Monsters of Rock Cruise, but it's near Dollywood in Tennessee. So if you're anywhere in that area, you should go check it out. I want to bring this up to Danny because he could probably make a road trip out there. Maybe go check out a Virginia Tech football game and then... Start on over to Dollywood and
that's right.
Go see the Monsters in the Mountain. I just wanted to bring this up because there's some pretty cool bands. I'll just go over the bands real quick with you.
It's almost like M3 on tour, but there's a few different bands, but still, I mean, I would go see either of those.
Yeah, so here's some of the people who are playing. It's Vince Neil, Tesla, Night Ranger, Winger, Kick, Slaughter, Firehouse, Pat Travers, Bullet Boys. See, some of these bands are also in M3. Vixen, Kingdom Come, which is four-fifths of the original lineup. George Lynch, which they wrote down Lynch Mob, but it's not Lynch Mob anymore. Rhino Bucket, Liliac, Native Sons, Gilby Clark, John Karabi, Randy Hansen, Jeff Scott Soto, and Jason Bueller. And the one that would make Danny go crazy, Eclipse, all the way from Sweden. Scheduled to go there.
That one right there might get me to go. That one and the Jeff Scott Soto, Jason Bueller set.
Yeah. I think they posted which days they're playing. I think it's just 3 days. But, yeah, if they were playing that same day, if I was anywhere near there, I'd go there. But I know.
If Eclipse and Jeff Scott Soto were the same day, that, yeah.
Yeah, you got to talk the wife into going down there. Hey, honey, you want to go to Dollywood after the
road trip?
Yeah, let's take a week off, go see Virginia Tech play, whoever, William and Mary, whoever they're going to play.
Yeah.
And then jet on over to, I know it's near Knoxville. Knoxville's not that far from.
Pigeon Forge is in the very eastern part of Tennessee, so it's not far from like where Virginia Tech is in Blacksburg. So yeah, it's definitely a possibility that could happen.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just trying to put that out.
What are the dates?
October 15th through October 17th. So, yeah, it's in the middle of football season, so, hey, you never know. Take the wife, you know, skip that trip to St. Thomas and jet on over to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's like Danny's writing it down right now. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go see Eclipse. I don't know if his wife would be that interested, but I know Danny would. So I would, too.
Oh, yeah. I would go see Eclipse or Wet. Wet would be like the... I mean, Wet is basically the guy from Eclipse with Jeff Scott Soto.
Yeah, or somebody like D.A.D. You know, the bands that hardly ever get over here, Goddard. Let's go see those bands. Yeah, I'd love to see bands like that. Right. They never get out to the East Coast, barely, so. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up to you, and that'd be cool to see. So the Monsters on the Mountain. So I'm trying to promote some of the live shows so people go out there and support, you know, the bands you love. Go check them out. They need your money. And on that note, let's play a little rapid fire. Well, I'm going to fire off three questions to Danny. He's going to fire off three questions to me. And you people out there, play along at home and see if you can go 6 for 6. And if you can, you'll win absolutely nothing, but you can walk around loud and proud, I guess.
Yeah.
Brag you to your friends.
You win our eternal awe.
Yeah, our eternal awe. And that's worth quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
and what dodgy coin or Bitcoin, yeah, or whatever. Which I still don't get all that stuff. I'm not going to put in the money that doesn't exist. And it's weird. I don't know. All right.
Well, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Danny, here's a question one for you.
Everybody
get your pencils and paper out and get ready. All right. All right, Danny, I'm going to give you a band, and you're going to tell me how many original members are still in that band. That band is Night Ranger. How many original members do they still have in the band?
I'm going to say 3.
Correct. 3. That'd be Jack Blades, Brad Gillis, and Kelly Keegi. And they got a new album coming out, and I've seen 2 videos from it, and they sound great. It's still hard rock. Danny is 1-for-1 right now.
Those are the main songwriters, the main singers. So it's no wonder that those 3 guys are still with the band.
Yep. And they're still good. They still do not suck.
Oh, yeah. All right. Question number 1 for you. What do the following musicians have in common? Al Di Meola, Melissa Etheridge, Joey Kramer, and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith, Mike Portnoy, and Billy Squire.
They all have hearts.
Well, that is true, but it's not correct. Not what we're going for.
Oh, that's a weird collection of people.
Exactly.
I'm going to guess they're all born in New York.
No.
No.
No, okay. They are not all born in New York.
All right. They're not all guitar, because they're all different instruments.
No, they're all different instruments.
I was thinking maybe they're all sponsored by the same company, but that doesn't make sense because Joey Kramer's a drummer and everybody else seems like they're guitar players.
Well, Mike Portnoy is a drummer.
Yeah, but the other ones, like Melissa Etheridge, plays guitar, and Al Di Meola is a jazz guitar player. Yeah. Can you give me a hint here?
It's all involved in Massachusetts.
They're all from Boston?
Close.
I'm all from Worcester.
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 No, they are all alumni of Berklee College of Music.
Oh, good question. Yeah. I'm 0-for-1.
The list of alumni is unbelievable. Some of the people in there, you know, like you get these heavy metal bands where the main guy in the band is a Berklee graduate, so you know he can freaking play.
Yeah, no slouches come from that place.
Oh, no. No, but it was funny. Billy Squire was an alumni. I never would have thought.
Yeah, Billy Squire is quite accomplished.
Yeah?
Yeah. Damn it. 0-for-1. All right, smart guy. Okay, question 2 for you. Before changing their name to Poison, they were known by another name when they were in Pennsylvania. What was the name of the band before they changed it to Poison?
Was it Mickey Poison?
Negative. Your hint is it's a name of an international city.
International city.
An international city, and then they changed their name.
Was it Amsterdam?
Close. It's in Europe. Bigger city than Amsterdam.
No, there's a band named Berlin.
And it starts with the same letter as Poison.
Paris.
Correct. They were called Paris. And they came out to L.A. and became Poison.
Paris. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another band named Paris?
I don't know.
That actually released some music?
Probably. I don't remember them. There was a Jeff Paris who became lead singer of, I think, Britney Fox.
No, I'm thinking there was a band named Parrot. Maybe not. I don't know.
Could be. So you missed that one. You're 1-for-2.
All right. Well, smart guy.
I'm keeping
track. Let's see if you can become 0-for-2.
Okay.
All right. What is Alice Cooper's, both band and solo, highest charting single in the U.S.?
Ooh.
And there's a tie, so you can give me either one of them.
My guess is Only Women Bleed.
That is incorrect.
All right, can I get another guess? How about
They both reached number 7.
How about I Never Cry?
Nope.
Damn it. How about School's Out?
Yep, School's Out. Whew. And Poison.
Okay. I don't like Poison.
No.
It was
I'm not a big fan of it. There's so many other better songs than Poison.
Oh, yeah. Even on that album.
Exactly.
I think I got sick of it. I'm glad it brought Alice back, but I don't like that song at all. That's like a, hey, I'm going to go get some nachos.
Wasn't that the album with Feed My Frankenstein?
It might be. I haven't listened to this. The album is called Trash. I haven't listened to it in quite a while. It's not one of my favorite Alice Cooper albums. So.
No, but...
Speaking of Alice Cooper, his latest album is good. Detroit Stories? Yeah, it's really good. It's the best thing he's done in about 15 years.
I've listened to some of it. I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, there's a funny song where the old Alice Cooper guys, each of them takes a lead vocal, and they talk about the other guy. I was like, I hate you and your twirling sticks and blonde hair. And yeah, each guy just talks crap about the other guy. And the song is called I Hate You. H-A-T-E, I Hate You. So Alice talks crap about one guy. And the guy, it's pretty humorous. It's worth getting. And it charted pretty good. Did well in its first week. So check out Detroit Stories. And I'm 0-2, right?
Yeah, 0-2. And I'm 1-2. So this is...
Oh, boy.
This question three.
Question three is, can I give you a good one? Let's see. Oh, how about this one? Where did Faster Pussycat get their name from? Any clue?
Off the bathroom wall.
Hey!
Faster Pussycat, I'm going to say it's from a book, but I have no idea what book.
No, not from a book. It's from a movie. It's a 1965 Russ Meyer movie. The name of the movie is called Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. It was one of those 60s exploitation movies.
I was going to say, that Russ Meyer, didn't he do exploitation and softcore porn?
Yeah, all the women in the movies are big-breasted, and there's lots of violence in them, and they're really low budget. Yeah, that's where they got their name from.
All right.
Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. It's probably an awful movie, too. But
I would think from the name it would be pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, so you are only 1-3.
1-3.
But I have to get this right just to make a tie. So you better make this one hard. It was a tie. Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go. Question three. You'll probably get this one.
Good.
What are the only original members of Saxon still in the band?
Ooh, I think you've asked this movie before, and there's always one guy you never remember his damn name. We know Biff is still in the band.
Yeah.
And I think there's only two original members left, right?
Well, Biff and one other. Those are the only two left. Yeah,
it's the guy with, he always wears a hat or he wears a hairpiece because he's bald.
I think he was the one that left and went to go do another version of Saxon.
No, that you're thinking of the bass player who looks like the guy from Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
This guy, I'm gonna guess. Is his name Paul Quinn?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, it's a tie. I was going to say Martha Quinn, but no, that would have been wrong. Yeah,
no, that wouldn't be it.
Yeah, Paul Quinn doesn't look like a real rock star. He's one of those guys. I think one of the reasons Saxon never made it is... Here, let's face it, they're an ugly band.
Yeah, they're not lookers.
But they had a string of really good albums. Then I guess the record company got a hold of them. They tried to go commercial, and it bombed. Thank God.
Back when Denim and Leather and Motorcycle Man, back in those days, they were great.
Yeah, Wheels of Steel, Crusader, those were great. And then a little later, they covered a Christopher Cross song, "Ride Like the Wind," and it got stupid. And that's when the band kind of splintered into two. But then Saxon, over the last 20 years, has been really good. They got back to their roots and their heart again. So
yeah,
very cool.
Then they did a cover album. They covered Toto, and
yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, somebody else covered "Hold the Line." I forgot who it was. It was somebody different. It's like, okay, they covered Toto. I forgot. It'll come to me one of these days. But
yeah,
I mean, "Hold the Line's a good song. You can't go wrong with that one.
Yeah, you know, Toto probably hates playing it more than anybody.
Yeah, they can probably sleepwalk through that one.
Yeah.
Though, but you know what? If you get tired of seeing it, but if the crowd's into it, I guess it probably pumps you up. I would think.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I sang it with their lead singer at the time, the Fergie Fredrickson.
Yeah.
He came down off the stage. We were in the front row in Roanoke, Virginia. He came down and sang Hold the Line with me and my roommate, a couple other friends. It was great.
Yeah. I wish I would have sung that. I love that Isolation album. Wish I'd have seen that.
Yeah.
I would like to see him stick around a little bit longer, but I guess he had some stage fright issues, which led to his booting.
Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I like their current singer now. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, they just released a new album with the new, I don't know what version of Toto is, but all the new guys are on the new live album.
Well, it's basically just Steve Lukather and Joe Williams. Those are the only two guys yeah, from the band.
But new guys, too. They got a new group of guys.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but yeah.
Yeah, on the live album, they introduce everybody, and it's, you know, all studio guys but that they know. But it's nobody from old school Toto is in the band anymore.
Well, you got to see so many incarnations of that band. It's keeping the music alive, so yeah, you go see them. Maybe they'll play that grand place that you work at sometime.
Oh, they did, I'll say 4 or 5 years ago they played, and I went. I wasn't working there at the time. If I was working there, I would have done what I could to meet the guys. But
you'd have brought your bass. Hey, guys, you need me to fill in for a couple songs?
Yeah. I would have taken my guitar and tried to have Steve sign it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would.
All right. Hey, so
anyway,
we got a tie this week, so what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, it was a pretty weak tie, though. 1-for-3 or 2-for-6.
Yeah, that sucks. Great for baseball. Sucks everywhere else.
I'm sure we got beat by most of our listeners today.
So, yeah, you know what? We'll give you the win this week, you know. I mean, I don't know. Well, somebody out there got more than we did. We suck this week. Yeah. Hey, not every show is going to be a home run, people. We don't know everything. We don't even claim to know everything. We know a little bit about nothing. Okay, so. And we're
happy. My brother has asked. He's listened to some shows and goes, "Why do you know this stuff?"
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm just into it, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, we're happy that a couple hundred of you people who download this on various platforms. Hey, we like doing it. It's fun for us. Because nobody around where I live talks about this kind of stuff. So I have to call Danny on Skype and we have to talk about this stuff. So it's kind of cool.
I like putting the shows together. I like doing the research beforehand and getting the questions together, getting the clips together. That's the only reason I do it.
Yeah, to make me look foolish.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. Hey, self-deprecation. Yeah. That's good. It's good times. All right. On that note, we'll go to another bit after this commercial message.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody. Time for Who the Hell Is This? Where we have 4 10-second clips, and we'll give each other hints in between to figure out who the hell this band is. Sometimes they're an obscure band, or maybe it's a big band with an obscure song. Who knows? But, well, I guess we know now, but you'll know in just a minute. So,
yeah.
All right, Mark. So I sent you the 4 clips. Go ahead and play number 1.
And I'd like to give you props for that radio voice. It's time for Who the Hell Is This?
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you should be in radio. Okay, so I'm going to start this off. Let's see if you guys can get this. Sometimes Danny makes these super hard on me, so we're going to try. Here we go. Track 1 of Who the Hell Is This? I know this, but I've heard this before, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Well,
came out this year.
You and the new freaking songs. Make these old.
Stop sending me new stuff.
Yeah. So,
don't stop sending me new stuff.
Is it the Foo Fighters?
No, it is not.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't. Oh, I think I know who. Okay, track 2. I think I know this. I think. Let's find out. Hold on. I thought I knew who it was. I was thinking, that sounds like, that's Cheap Trick. But it's not Cheap Trick.
No.
Is it Dirty Honey?
Yes, damn it, it is.
Good album, too. Yes. Boy, we're kicking ass in this thing, man. I can't believe this. Wow, that
pretty good.
Dirty Honey's this basically unsigned band from L.A., and they're putting out videos, and I think they're putting out their second record out. Good stuff. I mean, it's
it's total. I mean, just straight ahead rock and roll, man. It's great.
Have you heard them? I don't think it's on any albums, but if you go on YouTube, they do a cover of Last Child by Aerosmith.
Oh, really?
It is great. So a Dirty Honey, Last Child, and they nail that song. It's a good new up-and-coming band. I think Eddie Trunk talks about them. And I like them much more than I like Greta Van Fleet. I think Dirty Honey is much better.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, Greta Van Fleet is totally riding the Led Zeppelin train.
Yeah.
And I know everybody says it, but, you know, it's totally true. Dirty Honey seems a little bit more original.
Yeah, a little more authentic. I mean, not that Greta Van Fleet is not. I just think Dirty Honey is a better band.
Yeah.
But I think Greta Van Fleet's much bigger. So we'll see what happens. It's kind of cool that we're getting younger bands playing this kind of music again. It's a nice change. So good stuff. Yeah. Run out there and get Dirty Honey. A quality band. If you like hard rock, like us old fogies do. Yeah, go check out Dirty Honey. For 40 days and 40 nights, her rain would fall on me. Easy, I'm California dreaming. It's tearing us apart. Now, Danny, have to guess the song I got for you, and I think this one is going to be super ass hard.
Oh, jeez. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Nice. All right, here we go. Part one.
All right. Danny, you heard that? What do you think?
Is that Slash?
It is not Slash. Not a bad guess. This song came out in... It's an older band that released a comeback album. This song is from 2019. And it's a band from the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
All right, let's see.
Okay.
Golly.
Yep. Pretty rocking stuff.
Yeah, I want the clip to keep going. Wow. It's a Glenn Hughes.
It is not Glenn Hughes. All right, your next hint is this is a New York, New Jersey-based band. Didn't have any major hits. They had some MTV airplay. I would say they were in the minor leagues. I mean, I don't even know if you've ever... I mean, you probably heard of this band, but I don't know if you have any of their stuff. Yeah, that's the only clue I can give for that one. Well, I think their biggest album came out in 1990. A New York based band.
New York band. So it's not Twisted Sister.
Nope. But maybe they played with Twisted Sister one. No, Twisted Sister is way before them.
It's not Anthrax.
Nope.
All right, let me play clip three.
Okay. We're giving you what you need.
God, that doesn't sound familiar at all.
Good, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, geez.
Finally.
Is it L'Amour?
No, but this band would have played at L'Amour for sure.
Yeah.
Nope. This is a four-piece band. One of their bigger songs, probably their biggest song, is called Switchblade Serenade, or Scratch Like a Cat. From their 1990 album. Not a huge band, but...
Is it Shotgun Messiah?
No. But you're kind of in the ballpark. What are you looking for?
All right, Let me play clip four here.
Clip four, okay. And this is also an this song is an awesome. You can see on YouTube. It's a video.
God, I have no clue.
No idea.
No idea at all.
The name of this band, it's two words. Okay, you're never going to get this.
Yeah.
The name of this band is Spread Eagle. And the name of the song
I've never heard that.
You never heard of Spread Eagle? Scratch! No. Scratch like a cat! Switchblade! Serenade! Never heard that?
Nope.
Spread Eagle, the name of the song is Sound of Speed. Off of their album Subway to the Stars. Hard ass rocking New York based.
Damn, it sounded cool. I wanted the clips to keep going.
Spread it. Yeah, you can watch the video. Sound of Speed by Spread Eagle. Good stuff. I probably sent you the album.
You probably have. I'll have to look and see.
Because even some of the stuff I send you, I don't even listen to. I don't have enough time.
I
pick something that interests me, like, hey. Some of it I just like put it in my little library and yeah. I'll never listen to it again. So, but this is a quality song. I like the song a lot. I can't say that I'm that familiar with the new album, but I'm familiar with the 1990 album.
Yeah.
So Spread Eagle, go check it out.